Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Showcase studio right here on Michigan Avenue. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich coming up in just a little bit, 5 o'clock with the opening bell. And Steve Cochran, my main man, will be here for your morning drive starting at 6. Our text and phone number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And we're about to launch into a little competition here of Celebrity Name Game. This is when we play a little version of the home version of the fantastic game show hosted by Craigie Fergie. And this is where Dan will give two cards to me and Esmeralda, and we will give each other clues in hopes that the other person can guess what celebrity we are talking about or describing. The first part of the card is connected by all the names are connected by a clue. And the second part of the card could be anything, not connected. We get 45 seconds for the first side, 75 seconds for the second side. And then Dan will be so kind as to keep track of the time. Yes, sir?
Yes.
And to keep track of the score as we play the game. And we'll have fun with it. And again, Esmeralda, as you know, the prize is $47 million.
Did it go up?
Yeah, it went up.
Like?
$4
million. Oh, by $4
million? Yeah, it went up $4
million. Oh.
So you know what's at stake, Esmeralda. This is a big deal.
Right.
Big deal.
What did you do with yours? Because you won last time.
Right.
Did you get it yet?
I didn't get it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure it's in the mail.
I was like, it's like it reminds me of my favorite lines of Fred Sanford history is after Lamont's been had by a con man,
mm-hmm.
you know, gets a check and everything.
Yeah.
Lamont goes, but I got the check. And Fred goes, well, first of all, I just called the bank and the check's still bouncing. It's one of my favorite lines. The check's still bouncing, dummy. Should we hear the thing, the theme thing? Do we have it? Is it near?
It's Nick D Celebrity Name Game. These are the claim to fame. We know it's early, but that's okay. It's gonna be fun, let's start and play.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is how it works. We understand. By the way, for people who enjoyed Celebrity Name Game with Craigie Fergie as much as I did, they show reruns on Buzzr now. They show the from the beginning, and it's Friday nights. You can watch Celebrity Name Game for those people who want to watch Craigie Fergie in action. So there we go. All right, we all know how this works. Esmeralda, the first card, first side of the card,
mm-hmm.
they're all connected in some way, and there's a big clue that helps everybody in the world.
Sure.
And we get 45
everyone in the world
45 seconds on the clock to guess them, and then. We'll move on from there, and Dan will keep track of the scores.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, what's the first clue?
Blonde ambition.
Ooh.
Famous blonde.
Oh, I thought it was just going to be Madonna.
No.
Okay, blonde ambition. Blonde, it was the name of her 1992 or blonde ambition.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's not going to help you here.
No, it's not. Not at all. Not going to help me at all. Okay, whenever we're ready to go.
3, 2, 1.
He married to Gwyneth Paltrow.
Brad Pitt. No.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Wow, you went with Paltrow instead of Angelina Jolie.
What?
Okay.
She wears the dress and she's in the great. She's the skirt flying up.
Oh, Marilyn Monroe.
Yes. She's married to Ryan Reynolds.
Scarlett Johansson.
No.
Oh.
It's the new
one. Oh, it's Blake Lively.
It's the new one.
It's Blake Lively.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's the guy on How I Met Your Mother. The character.
Neil Patrick. Oh, no, I'm not going to know.
Who's the dinosaur?
Dino? Godzilla?
10 seconds.
Never mind. Thor.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yes. She's on Project Runway. She's the model lady.
Oh, Heidi Klum.
Time.
Who? What's the
character? Barney Stinson.
Not in a million years. Is that Neil Patrick Harris's character?
Yes.
Dan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Dan loves that show.
Did you know what I was?
I did.
Of course he did. Hey, are you going to watch Rise?
I don't know.
It's on tonight, man.
To tell you how much of my life has changed, I've gone from watching the character who is trying to find love in his 20s to being really interested in the girl who played Moana in the movie.
Also
part of the thing.
Okay. All right. Because Rise has one of the dudes from Where's Your Mom? I Told You I Met Her.
Oh, yeah, he's got the, yeah, yeah.
He's like the theater teacher guy.
Right.
On the show. I'm going to DVR that. I don't know. I might be a sucker for that show. I got a feeling.
So much.
I got a feeling I'm going to be a sucker for that show. I really do. What's, how many did we get there?
Five.
Oh, half. Yes. Okay, all right. Oh, man. I wish you had this card to give to me.
Mm.
Big money, no whammy.
Oh.
It's game shows.
Oh, okay. All right. Game shows?
Game shows, yes. Game shows. And I'll be good at this, I promise you, because I'm a game show fanatic. So I'll be able to describe these game shows pretty
all
well.
All right.
All right.
Three, two, one.
Pat Sajak's the host. You guessed the puzzle letters.
Wheel of Fortune.
Right. Alex Trebek. Sorry.
Jeopardy.
Right. Richard Dawson kisses everybody on the mouth.
Family Feud.
Right. The host of Jeopardy.
Jeopardy. Alex Trebek.
Right. Howie Mandel, briefcases.
Oh.
You want to...
Deal or No Deal.
That's right. He hosted Price is Right for 45 years.
Bob Barker.
Right. Okay, Monty Hall was the host. People dressed up in costumes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh.
You just said the word with Howie Mandel.
Let's make a deal.
That's right. Is that your final answer?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Right. Hoster of the Wheel of Fortune.
Pat Sajak.
Right.
How many was that?
Nine. And I was ready. I was ready to go. The yodeling guy falls off the mountain.
Oh.
Price is Right.
Yeah.
That pretty good, man. You got nine out of that. So it's 5-9, 9-5, like Dolly Parton. Hold on a minute. Like Dolly Parton.
I'm so much closer to that. $47 million.
Yeah. I just called the bank and the check's still bouncing. okay. So this next round is anything. Anything at all. And we get 75 seconds on the clocky clock. And Dan will keep score. Are you ready, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
She's she was Ryan Reynolds' ex, or is.
Scarlett Johansson.
Said. Yes. He's a weatherman on Channel 5.
Al Roker.
Yes. He used to do that show on Comedy Central, the political show, and now he hosts Letterman's gig.
Stephen Colbert.
Yes. Where you go and you watch videos.
YouTube.
The first president.
Abraham Lincoln. George Washington.
Woo!
Wow.
What are the four seasons, but the one you hate?
Summer.
Yes. Sophie's Choice.
Meryl Streep.
Yes. Okay. It's a video game. Oh, it's also a crime. it's a video game when you steal...
Paperboy?
No, when you steal the things that drive on the road.
When you
Yeah, but what's it called? And it's a video game too.
It's a Vice City Nights. No.
yes,
Car
Vice City.
Carjack Man.
10 seconds for me.
All right,
Carjack
TV
Johnson?
Show. TV show. NBC President.
West Wing.
Yes. It's in Asia.
Time.
Oh.
What was the video?
Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, right. Oh, Vice City is Grand Theft Auto, right?
Yep.
It's right?
Yeah.
Yep.
But you know, they're not
it is,
writing.
But, Vice. You know.
He was arrested for Vice City.
Yeah, he's arrested for Vice City.
You could have also said it was Ron Howard's second directorial movie.
No.
Grand Theft Auto. All right, what's the score?
It is currently 13-9, with Esmeralda still to go.
All right. All right, well, this could be anything,
mm-hmm.
Esmeralda. We need 75 seconds on the clock.
Three, two, one.
He was on The Office and 40-year-old virgin.
Oh, Steve Carell.
Right. Geez, host of Wheel of Fortune.
Pat Sajak.
Right, this is where you go and bid on stuff online?
eBay.
Right. This was the movie that made $80 million more than $80 million.
Black Panther.
No, no, no.
How would that be on there?
Gal Gadot.
What?
Gal Gadot.
Oh.
Linda
Wonder
Carter.
Woman.
Right. Okay. Man, she was the orange short girl on the stupid shore, the Jersey Shore.
Snooki.
Right. He didn't eat. He was on a hunger strike.
Gandhi.
Yes. Rue McClanahan.
Golden Girls.
Yeah, nice. Janet Leigh gets stabbed in the shower.
Psycho.
Right. The baseball team in Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
The other city.
Pirates.
The other city.
Oh. Baltimore Orioles.
Liberty Bell is where the Liberty Bell is.
The Phillies. Philadelphia Phillies.
That's right. And then
10 seconds.
King Kong is a
Gorilla.
Right. Why did I have trouble with that? When I didn't look at gorilla and go, oh.
Could be a primate.
Wow. All right.
A giant monkey.
Baltimore Orioles?
I don't know. I was just thinking of that area.
All right. What are after
not a real team?
After yeah, it's a real team.
Oh, okay.
It's just not. It's not in Pennsylvania. That's all. Dan? What?
Getting all 10. Esmeralda in the lead, 19-13.
19-13. All right. All right. Well, there you go.
Yep. Even closer.
$47 million. I called the bank, and the check's still bouncing.
Would you be richer than Bill Gates? No, he's like a bazillionaire.
No, Bill Gates is like a billionaire.
If you keep winning.
If I keep winning.
You could save up.
I could save up and be the new Bill Gates.
Yes.
Did you see him on Ellen trying to guess what grocery items cost?
Oh, yeah. It was so depressing.
Oh, my God.
It's like, well, we know you don't deal with that ever. God. Food just appears for you.
It's just ridiculous. It was so ridiculous. All right. let's break for weather and traffic. I think I forgot how much I love the Waterboys in general. Because I love this song, too. Doug in Kansas City for Two for Tuesday.
Yeah.
With the Waterboys and When You Go Away. So there you go. Esmeralda, you familiar with the Waterboys?
I am not.
They were a band.
Oh, all right. Were they? Is that what that was called?
Yeah. Okay.
A band.
Let's remind everybody what the score is. Esmeralda's in the lead, yes?
19-13.
All right. And again, the first round here, the clues are connected. We're playing the celebrity name game.
Living in the Big White House.
Living in the Big White House.
I almost sang it. Like living.
Like James
living
Brown?
On a prayer.
Oh, I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say, living in America.
No.
Because that's James
Brown. I was
going
to go Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Presidents, by the way. Presidents.
Oh, all right.
That's who lives in the White House.
Okay.
Three, two,
just so you know.
One.
The one that you thought was the first president.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yes. He started the whole say no to drugs. Or his wife did.
Oh, Ronald Reagan.
He was. They named the bears, the little toy bears, after him. Maybe, I think.
What?
That's one of the things. He's a president, and they named.
They named a bear after him?
The bears.
The
little toy bears.
What?
10 seconds. Or
Teddy Roosevelt?
Wow. Yes. We'll take that. He was. He ran with the McDonald's and the.
What? Oh, Bill Clinton.
Time.
Was it Theodore Roosevelt?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the story that
they did.
Okay.
It took me a while for that to sink into my head's like a sieve. So, boy, that was a good round. I'm going to win this game.
Do you know presidents live in a White House?
No. A White House?
In a White
any
House.
White, yeah. Any White House?
That's just, it's a stipulation.
Every house that's white, a president lives in it.
They must live in a White House. Yes.
All right, what did I get there? Three?
Four.
Four? Oh!
Look at that.
All right. Okay, are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be so stubborn! Famous Tauruses.
Oh.
Okay.
Didn't know they were stubborn.
Three, two, one.
Hello! Not the woman. Who sings that song? Not Lionel Richie. She's the British singer, one of the greatest voices.
Oh!
She's one name.
Adele.
Right.
I think you're talking about the woman in the video.
No. I just sang Living in America by this guy.
James Brown.
Right. He's a psychiatrist. You love your mom.
Freud.
Right. First name. He was a sea monster in the 70s.
Fred
Freud?
Yeah.
Seconds remaining.
No.
Forget it.
Simon.
No. Simon. No. He sang a piano.
Sigmund.
Man. Yes,
Sigmund
okay. Freud. He sang the piano man.
Time.
Fred Freud, everybody. When I said you love your mother, I was talking to Dan. Because that's the Freudian. Because that's the Freudian thing. Oh boy! Well, what was that? What
happened? Did well.
3 for 22.
And what's the score total?
22-17.
22-17.
All right.
Fred Freud, everybody. All right.
He was the other one. You didn't hear about him.
I didn't. All right. Could be anything, right?
That is correct.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
She lost her shoe in that story.
Cinderella.
Yes. The Dawson guy making out with everybody. That show.
Oh, Family Feud.
Yes. Plays golf.
Trump.
Young guy.
Oh, Tiger Woods.
Connected to Clinton with the blue dress.
Oh, Monica Lewinsky.
Yes. The big old grassy thing in New York.
Central Park.
Yes. He's a British spy.
James Bond.
Yes. You might be a redneck.
Jeff Foxworthy.
Yes. These are a car. Japanese, I think.
Toyota?
No. Another one. Keep going.
Hyundai?
Yes.
Okay.
No, the other one.
Honda?
Yes.
Okay.
The baseball team in Massachusetts.
Boston Red Sox.
Yes. That TV show with those Kim and Chloe.
Oh, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yes. Done.
Oh.
Good job.
All right, what's the score?
It is now 27-22 with Nick in the lead.
Okay. You just need 6 and you win. 6 and you win $47 million. It'll be a life-changing moment for you.
Takes 4 to 6 weeks.
That's right. I just called the bank.
4 to 6
years. The check's still bouncing.
4 to 6 years.
Could be anything.
3, 2, 1.
She's a famous newscaster who was on, a legendary newscaster who was
Diane
on.
Diane Sawyer.
No, older. She was one of the, but Gilda Radner played her on, and so did Sherry O'Terry. Right. Toto, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
Wizard of Oz.
Right. She's married to Jay-Z.
Beyonce.
Right. Donald's son, he was in 24.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Right. It's the fashion magazine.
Vogue?
No. Two words. The first one.
Two words.
The first word is a, it's not necessarily a fashion magazine, but there's a lot of fashion in it. The first word is one of Prince's female proteges. It's also something that you have. It's also something that you have if you look in the mirror a lot.
Vanity Fair.
Right. Okay. let's see. This is the street in New York, the Great White Way, where all the theater happens.
Broadway.
Right. The movie with Jesse Eisenberg playing Mark Zuckerberg.
The Social Network.
Right. Not Coke, but
10 seconds.
Pepsi.
The college in Boston.
Yale, Harvard.
Yeah. Okay. Well, she got 9. She won, right?
She did, yes.
Yay, $47 million.
$47 million. I called the bank, and the check is still bouncing. All right.
Bounce over to me, please.
There you go. All right, Esmeralda. We're going to, we'll see you tomorrow, okay?
See you tomorrow.
Okay, cool. We're going to take a break, everybody. And the news is coming up next.